listening to the Monster Masher.
Welcome back to the Monster Mashers podcast. I'm your boy, Candy Andy, and I am not AI.
And I'm Crystal.
And I'm Christopher Catastrophe.
What's up? I know you guys might have been a little worried about the AI after the last episode. We are actually not AI.
No.
I'm sure there's enough data out there that would show, or not show, that would, like, you know, because AI learns from voices. We have enough episodes where somebody could probably...
Yeah, for
AI,
sure.
AI is pretty easy. I know, like, Joe Rogan was one of the first AI targets, so.
What?
Yeah.
Which is a really weird thing, because I'm not sure, like, you could get AI to come up with anything more outlandish than the things that he already says.
I think...
No, it's getting worse, too.
I think that the more that we talk about AI, the more that I find out I am naive and ignorant to the AI.
You wouldn't be if you're a computer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So obviously, there's just three of us here. You can see by the updated cover photo that Camelon is no longer with us. He's not dead, but we wish him the best in his future endeavors. But he is no longer part of the Monster Masters podcast. So, we may get a fourth. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
I need someone to bounce some fucking ideas back and forth with. We got some people in mind, so look forward to that in the future.
Yeah.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we wish him the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what a wild week last week has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of really wild, crazy things. There was a crazy UFC fight last night.
Yeah, Crystal actually watched the UFC fight with us, which is kind of fucking wild.
The whole thing. Dude, I usually fall asleep.
We were all like, just like, fuck yeah. But what sucked about that is it didn't get over to like 1:30 in the morning. And here in Indiana, daylight savings time hit. So she was already asleep. I was laying in bed and I was looking. I was like, okay, it's only 1:59. And then it switched and it was 3:00. And I was like, what the fuck? I forgot about it. Like, this is fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I slept in today.
Yeah, it freaked me out when I got in the car to come over here.
Oh, because
my car doesn't,
like,
update
shit
automatically. And I do this thing sometimes because my ADHD, where, like, I think I'm getting ready, like, on time to be there, but mm-hmm. I'm actually getting ready, like, an hour early for some reason.
Oh.
And I thought I did that. And I was like, fuck, I did it again. And I was like, wait a minute. Time change. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that just fucking pisses me off so bad whenever it does that. Because, I mean, I like getting the extra hour of sleep. But, yeah. I mean, I guess it's going to be, like, you know, lighter outside later, but who fucking cares?
I like that.
Get a flashlight.
No, it's good. I like that.
I think we just need to change it to where we only lose an hour, like, on Fridays between like 4 and 5 o'clock, so people can get off work earlier.
Hell yeah.
But when we gain the hour, it has to be like Saturday in the afternoon or something.
Yeah. So that way we gain an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of odd that they do it at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, why?
They're like, hey, you know what? We can change this time. We're going to put it right where it's going to fuck with your sleep.
Okay. I have a question, though. What about the witching hour? Because it doesn't happen at 2 o'clock. It happens at like 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the witching hour? Because the witching hour is at 3. So how does that work?
I think witches follow daylight savings time, too.
They yeah, do. They're back and forth.
Very adaptable to the time change. But what really sucks is, like, the people that work, like, you know, the late shift. They're like... They got to work for an extra hour, mm-hmm. you know? There's just no way around it.
Yeah.
Because, they can't just not have somebody at the job for an hour.
Yeah. Do they get paid extra?
Yes, but if you do work overnights, during that time, make sure to check with your boss, because I've had jobs before where it wasn't that they didn't want to pay me, it's something they didn't think about because the payment system was automatic.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I ain't working for an extra hour for nobody.
For free?
Yeah.
Nah, dog.
And they're like, well, yeah, we're going to pay you, but I'm glad you said that, because we have to go in and, like, add an extra hour on to everybody's stuff now. Thanks. And, like, it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah, also, what? Too, I mean, if you're, like, a mega corporation, I mean, who fucking cares? But if you're a small business, I mean, that's, you know, that's money out of your pocket, too, really, if you think about it. Or is it?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're paying for labor, so it's not like you're throwing
true,
it away.
True, never mind, yeah. Time doesn't do that much, I guess. But
time is a social construct.
It is.
We don't need it.
Lots of things are social constructs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so today we're talking about urban legends.
I also want to touch on before we, because we had this whole thing, we actually renamed the episode, because we're going to make this like Hitchhiking Bigfoot. But then we're like, man, that idea is just too fucking wild. So Bigfoot got, what state were we in, Kentucky? He stayed in Kentucky.
I heard that Bigfoot was shaved and now he's indistinguishable from one of Donald Trump's children.
Oh, what, my God. Speaking of Donald Trump, he was at the UFC fight. Come on. What? Really?
It's good marketing, I guess, because, I mean, like, if you're, and I don't want to put everybody in a box, but generally, if you're going to watch the UFC fight, I think it's safe to say it's more than a 50-50 shot, probably like a 70% chance that you're probably going to vote for Donald Trump anyways. Not if you watch it, but if you're actually there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it's pretty hot. Yeah, oh, yeah. So they're going to look at him and say, oh, fuck yeah, he's part of this event. But then again, he's been going to the UFC fights way, way before he was even considering being president. So is what it is. But they had like him and they had fucking, what's her face?
His daughter.
No, his daughter was there too, but it was the other lady, Candace Owens.
Uh-huh.
She was there. Like,
what the hell?
They're definitely like,
I'm giving up on it.
Campaigning, you know?
Yeah.
I'm giving up on that shit. They were in Miami though.
Donald Trump's like, I just want to watch these really fit young men just pound each other.
Yeah, that was a good fight, but surprised we didn't see Kid Rock there. Apparently him and Donald Trump are like really, really good buddies, which makes a lot of sense.
Let me just say, though, what was his name? Vera? What is that?
Cheeto Vera?
Yeah.
The guy that got beat up?
Cheeto Vera sounds like a hot sauce.
I want to look this up, though. Anthony, you should look this up because I want to know if his fucking bone... got smashed in or what?
Because
this dude, I'm telling you what, he was like getting hit. He got a fucking knee to like underneath his eye, and you heard it. It was like boom.
Joe Rogan was, he commentates sometimes in the fights, but he was like, it sounded like a watermelon getting hit with a baseball bat, and that's what it sounded like.
Straight up.
And Sean O'Malley was the guy that kneed him, and he said, yeah, I feel like I broke something in his face when I kneed him, and I was like, no, I've looked it up. I didn't see it yet.
He got it that to the face, his knee to the face, and didn't even fucking move. I was like, damn.
I'm just kind of caught up on this.
That's a brick house.
Just knowing exactly what a watermelon sounds like when it's hit with a baseball bat, because that's a really specific thing. And that made me think, it's like, I bet Joe Rogan has underage girls wake him up every morning by destroying watermelons with baseball bats.
See, I don't think that. I think
I was thinking about
it's his alarm clock.
What was the guy's name who would like hit
Gallagher?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Like that's how I know what that sound is.
That's a big hammer though. It might be different.
Oh, that's true.
Dude, speaking of, we talked about Kid Rock and Joe Rogan. I'm gonna get into this a little bit before. Just out of curiosity, I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast here recently where he had Kid Rock as a guest. Oh my God, dude! Kid Rock is the dumbest. Like I lost so many brain cells listening to that. Him and Joe Rogan actually got into an argument, which was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Kid Rock's like, I think we should go into these third world countries and, or not third, whatever war he was talking about. He's like, I think we should bomb them. Screw the civilians. I don't care. Just, we'll drop nukes on them. And Rogan's like, you realize you're going to destroy the world if you do that, right? He's like, well, sometimes you just got to kill casualties. Are you going to have a casualties of war and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
in that question, he's framing it as you're going to destroy the whole world and destroy the whole world's acceptable casualties. I mean, at that point, is your war actually worth it? Like,
no.
No, it's not. And I was just like, because I know a lot of people think of Joe Rogan as leaning right, which he claims he doesn't, but he definitely does. But I think he's got a cap to where he's like, okay, I should probably get this guy off my fucking show now.
But, yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. But okay, so back to the topic. Yeah, so we're framing these episodes now as just urban legends per state. If you want to, don't feel obligated, but if you want us to do your state next, or if there's a specific state, or if there's something in a specific state you want us to do, send us a message on Instagram.
At Instaham.
Instaham. Just look Monster Mashers up on Instagram. It'll pop up.
Yeah, it is Monster Mashers Pod.
Yep.
Yeah, we're not going to do, since Kamelon was a social media guy, we're not going to do the whole big spiel at the end. We'll trickle it in.
All right.
Keep it sporadic.
All right, so today we're going to talk about the urban legends of New Jersey. All right, so what I like about New Jersey is I found out that it's the Garden State, and I only knew that because one of our old favorite bands, Senses Fail, they were from New Jersey, and so like they would say that the Garden State. But anyway,
can we? Just for the sake of this episode, can we call it the Olive Garden State?
Olive Garden State.
All right, cool.
So the Olive Garden State is known to be the home of some pretty famous people. Kevin Smith, who wrote Mallrats and Clerks. Buddy Nielsen from Senses Fail. Frank Sinatra.
Loves Bruce... breadsticks.
Who does?
Frank Sinatra.
How do you know
sorry,
that?
Loved breadsticks.
How do you know that he
Because he's from the Olive Garden State. Who doesn't love breadsticks?
Oh, okay.
Soup and salad.
So if you're in New Jersey, are you family?
You are, yeah. I don't know. I can't confirm this, but I'm pretty sure Vin Diesel is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because when you're here, you're family, you know?
Yep. Bruce Springsteen, and, you know, the list continues on. But it is also known to be the home of the Lenape tribe. And New Jersey is the center of the original 13 colonies, which ended up being the crossroads for the Revolutionary War, which is now home to several revolutionary memorials, which also feeds into why New Jersey has like a lot of historical things and a lot of history. The Delaware Crossing happened in New Jersey, which led to this victory for the Revolutionary War. Newark Airport opened in 1928 and ended up being like the first of its kind. So this modernized flying via commercial pilots. This practices like the towers and all of those things are the reasons why like we continue doing that today. So that's kind of crazy. So that happened in 1928. Obviously the Atlantic City is in New Jersey. Saltwater taffy came from New Jersey. Did you guys know that?
Nope.
No, but I was, you know, sorry to cut you off here, but as you're reading that, I was thinking, you know, we should probably do something like find out if the states have something really fucking weird in it. So I just did a little Google search, and they have an enshrinement of Frank Sinatra's used towel. So
what?
Yeah, that was like.
Is it covered in like diamonds or like?
They probably have it in a glass case. It's in Atlantic City, so that was like literally like at the top of the list. So
it's just ripping with body butter.
But speaking of ripping, they call glizzies, aka hot dogs, rippers.
Okay,
I kind of like that.
Okay.
There's like it's a specific kind of hot dog.
Interesting.
They are the diner capital of the world.
All right. Does that mean they have the most?
I think so. They have the most, but they also have like the oldest.
Oh.
Are we talking like the old like 40s and 50s diners?
Yeah.
Those are kind of cool, I guess. I don't think I've ever been to one, but it just seemed like it'd be neat.
We need to go to New Jersey now and Princeton University.
I'll go for the diners.
You want to go for the diners?
Mm-hmm.
Go for the diners, stay for the Princeton University.
Or we could be like Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Flavortown.
Take you to Flavortown. Anthony, you want to start us off with the first urban legend?
Yeah, so I'm going to skip the one that's kind of a little iffy first because I want to go back to that one so I can, you know.
Okay.
we'll touch on it. So this one's actually really cool. It's the Woodbridge Cemetery Snake.
Hmm.
Now, when I was, you know, heard the title at first, I was like, and what the fuck, you know, it's a snake in the cemetery, but we'll get to it. So this legend dates back to 1896. According to the legend, at the funeral of Lulu Lorch, L-O-R-C-H, a snake was seen slithering through the headstones and the tall grass and made its way to the funeral party. Before the casket was lowered into the dirt, the snake lunged onto Lulu and wrapped and squeezed tight around her casket. What? Yeah.
How big of a snake was this?
I don't know. How big's a...
Anaconda?
Well, no, it could be like a python or something. I don't know if they're from that area. I would doubt.
They're not. They're not from there. I think pythons are, might be South American.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been like a... Well, this isn't...
It could have been an escaped pet.
Yeah, it's 1896, but I don't know. Or it could have been a ghost python.
I'm going to look it up.
I mean, just because it's in the past doesn't mean people didn't have exotic animals. Like, Jim Jones used to sell spider monkeys door to door.
True. But as the story goes on, it seems like something maybe a little more supernatural. So it squeezed around her casket. Lulu's 29-year-old brother, William, was said to have made a long trance-like eye contact with the snake. And he died only 20 minutes later of heart failure. Legend says that if you were brave enough to visit Lulu's grave, especially alone in the dead of night, the same snake can be seen slithering around in the tall grass and around your headstone. If you're unlucky enough to make eye contact with the snake, you are said to suffer the same fate as her brother William.
What if I wear, like, mirrored sunglasses so it has to look at itself?
You know,
That's a great idea.
I don't think those existed back then, so that might be a loophole. But no, I would say, I mean, if the legend's true, it would have been a supernatural snake.
Okay.
Do you think that pit vipers were specifically designed to bite the snake?
Yeah,
that's why they're called pit vipers.
Probably made in New Jersey.
Listen, there's northern copperhead snakes. That's a venomous snake. And then there's a timber rattlesnake. These are supposed to be native to New Jersey.
But neither one of those gets big enough to, like, wrap around a casket.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, there are probably freak occurrences where they do get bigger, but I don't think they're not going to get that fucking big. Yeah. I don't know. But so, yes. Yeah, I would say it's probably a supernatural thing, but, like, we need some backstory. But since it was so long ago, who knows? I mean, like, who was Lulu? And, like, was there some kind of, like, witchery going on in that graveyard beforehand? Was the snake always there and people didn't know about it?
Was it Lulu's snake?
Who knows?
Lulu, I don't know. Tell us, please. Is this your snake?
I mean, Lulu is kind of a fucking, just a badass name too, you know?
I like Lulu.
We need more Lulus in this world.
Okay, so have they been seen since?
According to legend, I mean, people it's an attraction that people go to, you know, like Blood Road's a big thing here in Indiana. We'll touch on that when we come back around to here. But I mean, you know, I know tons of people that have been to Blood Road. Mm-hmm. From my research, I didn't see any firsthand accounts, but I mean, it's a legend for a reason. Someone's had to see it.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I'm going to cover the Jersey Devil. And this lore begins with the Lenape tribe, believing that the Pine Barrens were inhabited by a spirit called Emsing. This Emsing was described to resemble a deer-like creature with leathery wings. So in 1735, Jane Leeds, also known as Mother Leeds, a Pine Barrens resident, finds out that she's pregnant with her 13th child, cursing the child in the womb, declaring that they would be the devil. And then on a dark, stormy night, Mother Leeds goes into labor once more, and her child is born, quote unquote, normal, but then transforms into a creature with hooves and a goat's head, bat wings, and a forked tail, beating everyone with its tail before flying off through the chimney up into the Pine Barrens.
That sounds like your old iguana, Chris.
Yeah, a little bit. At least the baby had the courtesy to transform afterwards. Can you imagine pushing some hooves out of your vagina?
I know.
It'd be a bad fucking deal.
Yeah. With the goat, the horns. Like, that would have been...
It probably is flying away, and it's like, I transformed afterwards. That's your Mother's Day gift forever.
Yeah. Bye, Mom. See you later.
See you now, Mom.
So Mother Leeds was said to be a witch herself, and the father was the devil. The Jersey Devil's fame became widespread in January of 1909, when nearly 1,000 reports came in from eyewitnesses through South Jersey. While there were cannonballs being tested at Hanover Mills in the Pine Barrens, a Navy commander, Stephen Decatur, reportedly saw the creature and shot it. The cannonball blew a hole in the devil, but the devil wasn't fazed. Strange tracks were found in the fields, but bloodhounds allegedly refused to follow the tracks because they were terrified. Kids were all fine with the cannonballs being shot out and everybody looking for this so-called Jersey Devil because the schools were closed. So shortly after this happens, obviously they don't find the Jersey Devil, and the quote unquote Jersey Devil kind of fades out. And then in 1927, a taxi driver in Salem City allegedly encountered the Jersey Devil once more while changing a tire. The man had told the police that there was this winged deer looking like creature that pounded on the roof of his cab. And there he described the Jersey Devil. In 1960, residents of Mays Landing heard horrifying screams in the night. There was no explanation for this noise, but it is said to believed to have been the Jersey Devil. The police put out a reward for $100,000 for anyone who could capture the Jersey Devil. And in more recent years, we have the sighting in Galloway Township in 2015. Little Egg Harbor resident David Black.
Yum.
Was said to be driving along Route 9 near a golf course when he saw what he thought could be a llama walking out on the road. And the creature suddenly spread its wings and flew away. He supposedly captured a photo of what is said to be the Jersey Devil, and the picture went viral. A couple days later, David Black supposedly captured the Jersey Devil with his phone camera again. And Emily Martin had shot a video of what appears to be the same creature after she saw it on an Old Port public road near Leeds Point. So neither of them said that the videos were edited or the photos were cropped.
I was just thinking, it really sucks because like when cameras and stuff first came out, they were too shitty to get actual footage. And then there's a point in time where they got better, like around this time, and now we're at a point to where everything can be faked, everything can be photoshopped, everything can be AI'd. So we're at the point now to where it's too good to be true. So we only had a small period of time where we could actually catch real evidence like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep. That's sucks. Unfortunate.
Yeah. Do you guys think the Jersey Devil is real?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Like 100%.
I think it's real. I'm not sure if it's like a demon thing, but like, I don't believe its origin story. I think it might be like a cryptid that lives out there.
You think so?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't, the older I get, the harder it is for me to believe in these things. But I'd say I think this thing is more likely to exist than most cryptids. But what about, I mean, because New Jersey's out there by the fucking ocean. Have we ever thought about this guy might be fucking living in the ocean or living in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I mean, another thing that I always wonder about with a lot of these cryptids, and I was like, you know, what if it's not just a monster? It's like, what if this is like a fucking, some kind of alien that crash landed here a long ass time ago?
Yeah.
And maybe that species of alien lives for like 1,000 years or something like that.
Wouldn't that be something crazy? Well, I also think when I think about this, there's also been like some sightings of, you know, kids going missing or bodies are found. And so I wonder if like maybe that's helped contribute to the story of the Jersey Devil and has made it like more vicious than maybe it really is.
Could be.
If it is a cryptid, maybe it's just out there and it's like, I'm scared. Don't come near me.
I mean, why would you want to come hang out with us? Last time we saw him, we shot him with a fucking cannonball.
Yeah, like we're not going to. He's not coming out.
Mm-mm. What are the name for hot dogs down there again?
Rippers?
Rippers.
He's just after them rippers, man.
Yeah, he said, hey, I heard you guys got them rippers.
He actually talks like an old school like baseball announcer, too. He's like, hey, fella, you got any of those rippers? Because that was his first exposure to people back then was, and he thought everybody talked like that.
They have like a lot of weird things that they came up with in Jersey that I've never heard of before. Like other kinds of foods. There was like a tomato sandwich. I don't know. It was weird. And I was like, meh. I like the rippers and the saltwater taffy because I like saltwater taffy.
I think I like rippers better than I do glizzies.
Yeah.
Glizzies just kind of sounds stupid. So does hot. Now, hot dog's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah. A hot dog.
That's a hot dog, fella.
Why did we call them hot dogs?
I think all the names are stupid for them.
What would you call it, though? Like, if you could change the name of a hot dog or a ripper, what would you name it?
I don't know. I might just call it a sausage. I mean, it is a sausage.
Yeah, it is just a sausage. It's like a bologna sausage.
There you go, bologna sausage.
But then, you know, you think of that and you're like, that sounds fucking terrible. That so no disgusting. Wonder they're like, hot dog.
They're like, we can't call this what it is.
Yeah, we can't call it bologna sausage.
I really want to cook some hot dogs on the grill now. There was a period, too cold. Well, not today. There was a period in time where we did that a fucking lot after the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it.
Just eat some sausages.
A good mustard, onion. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, ketchup.
Oh, fuck
gross.
Yeah.
Gross. All right. Chris, tell us about the fun things.
All right. I've got several of them. The first one to talk about is Hoppy. Hoppy is kind of New Jersey's version of the Loch Ness. So in 1894, a fisherman spotted a creature with the head of a dog that was 40 foot long and had a serpentine body.
Jesus Christ.
This was in Lake Hopatcong. It's the largest lake in New Jersey. Since then, there have been several sightings over the years. And others have actually reported feeling something large swim past them while they were in the lake.
Have you ever been swimming with fishes before?
I mean, I've swum places where there were fishes, but the fish, like, well, no, actually, no. I've been in the ocean before, and, like, a bunch of, I can't remember if they were tiny fish, but they were, like, munching on my leg hairs.
Yeah, isn't that weird? It feels weird.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I don't like being in big bodies of water.
I'm just saying, like, I wonder if that's what it felt like when the Loch Ness of New Jersey would come.
Except for it felt like your legs were being fucking broken because it's so big.
It's just this big 40-foot dog-faced creature, and he's so there's just nipping at your leg hairs.
Precision teeth.
All right. I got another one. The Devil's Tree.
Oh, shit.
Lots of devils in New Jersey. The Devil's Tree is an old tree in Bernards Township. The tree is said to be cursed. Bad things befall all who harm or even touch the tree. Some say that it's impossible to cut down, though it has been attempted several times, evidenced by the deep cuts from axes and chainsaws. The legend claims the origin of the tree's evil powers are from lynchings that took place by the KKK.
Oh.
Dickheads.
There's no evidence that hangings ever did take place there, but the KKK did have a very strong presence in the area in the 1920s.
Really? See, here's the thing. I don't know what it is about New Jersey, but maybe we'll come across this with other states when we start doing more of these urban legends. But in New Jersey, almost every single thing except for the Jersey Devil that I looked at had something to do with the KKK.
Hmm.
There was like a tie.
Yeah.
Like somehow the KKK got brought up. It's kind of weird.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, they were a pretty big fucking nuisance everywhere.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that's just kind of strange to me that there was like that much involvement, especially over there on the East Coast, because like I feel like New York was a pretty progressive state.
Yeah, pretty diverse even, community.
Yeah, even from the very beginning, and then you know New Jersey is just like right next to New York, and a lot of people who live in Jersey will go to New York for their jobs and stuff. So I just thought that was kind of strange because I felt like, you know, New York is pretty progressive.
Yeah. But again, you see that a lot, though.
That's
like,
true.
Like, think about how, you know, Indianapolis, you know, fairly progressive place. Yeah. But we've got a lot of fucking idiots in the state that just surround it.
That still live there, yeah. That's kind of crazy. Okay, yeah, that's a valid point. Yeah.
Another one I've got is the little boy of Atco.
Oh, didn't read much about it, but it seemed kind of creepy.
Yeah. So in the New Jersey town of Atco, there's a tale of a young boy who was run over while chasing his basketball into the middle of Burt Mill Road on Christmas night by a drunk driver.
Damn.
The driver did not stop. It said that the driver even had to do a U-turn and come back that same way again and again chose not to stop.
So, like, deliberately turned around and killed this kid?
Oh, no, he killed them. And then when he was going forward, he realized that he needed to turn around.
Oh.
So he did a U-turn and came back and then didn't stop either time. Just kept going.
Jesus.
A piece of shit.
If you want to see the spirit of the boy, you need to drive down the street, do a U-turn, and pull your car up to where the boy died. It's marked by a crack in the asphalt that goes from one side of the street to the other. Then you honk your horn 3 times and flash your lights 3 times and turn off your car. Then you need to get out of the car and walk away from the spot where the boy died. They say 20 feet. Once you're 20 feet away, turn around and you will see the ghost of a young boy dribbling his basketball across the street.
That's very precise.
Yep.
Is he like crossing, you know? Is he like going between his legs?
No, I'm not sure.
I feel like those kind of urban legends they're so funny, and because they're very descriptive and like very specific, like turn off your light, honk 3 times, get out and do the chicken dance.
True. But I don't know. Blood Road was like that. It's like, hey, turn your car around. Yeah. You see it. And I'm like, bullshit. And the first time we seen it, I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We'll touch on that sometime, but.
All right, I got some more. You guys want to do any other ones before I jump it?
Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll do one. I got to piss, but I'll do this and then I'm going to go pee-pee. I figured that you guys need to know that out there. Okay, so this has got a little bit of language that's not acceptable today.
Okay.
Just a little bit. It's called the Midgetville of Totowa.
Okay.
So obviously we don't use midget anymore. It's kind of a derogatory term. Was it little person? Is that...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, you're going to hear midget a lot in this, but it's not something we use in our daily vocabulary. So, this is actually, when I was digging into the further research of this, there's actually quite a few places in the called Midgetville. And there's a reason why, and I'll touch on that. So, this is a group of houses in Totowa, I think it's how you say it, New Jersey. So it's they say it's at the end of like a dirt road, so it's just kind of out there. But the houses, they're very small in comparison to a normal sized house. Like they have like lower doors, lower windows, smaller furniture inside the houses that they're built for little people. So as the story goes, this like teens and thrill seekers would go up to these houses because they're just unusual. And so the legend has it, if you go there late at night, a group of little people will be guarding their homes and, they'll basically try to run you away from it. Like people have reported like getting hit with like rocks, their car is getting hit with rocks and they've been, getting hit with rocks themselves. But so basically you kind of think like it's like a haunted set of homes that's haunted by little people, right?
Okay.
But there's some truth to this. So like I said, this isn't the only quote unquote Midgetville. These houses were actually used to house communities of little people that were in this specific area. It was believed that there was a guy that ran a circus.
Mm-hmm.
And because back in the day, I assume this is probably like early 1900s when these houses were constructed. But back in the day, they were kind of exploited, I guess.
Yes.
They were used as like sideshow freaks and all this and that. So obviously people back in those days were, they're dicks. So they would actually go up to their houses. There's actually a picture, not of this specific place, but there's one in Virginia that's a little more well-known, but there's a guy, like a normal-sized guy, like peeking into the houses and stuff.
That's creepy.
And it's like, the picture's very creepy. Couldn't you imagine that, though? Like, you're just, like, looking out your window and someone's peeking into your fucking house. And the little people there would come out and they'd be like, fuck you, and they would throw rocks at them and shit like that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would, too. Fuck that shit.
I mean, if anyone's coming, looking in your window, like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of how the legend was born, because like flash forward, you're like you hear legends or not legends, you hear stories of your from your passed down from your grandparents and this and that, and I'm sure they like twisted the legends and stuff like that. But so people go up there and they'd be like, oh, I got hit with rocks and this and that and blah 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 blah. But so the houses that are in that area actually were recently, just a few years ago, torn down because Hurricane Irene came through and kind of just wrecked them up pretty good. Aww. So, but yeah, I think the scariest part of the story was just really the fact that there was he looked like a giant man
looking
peering
inside
in.
Of
yeah.
little windows.
Yeah.
Do you? I wonder if like it. It is there could be like residual energy or something that could be making these things happen, like, you know, tossing the rocks and those sorts of things. Like, I wonder if that is the case.
There could be truth to it. Cause I mean, you know, they might not be as oppressed as some groups of people, but they were definitely oppressed back in the day. I mean, like,
oh, for sure.
That's all they, you know, like that was some of the only jobs that they would allow them to have is like sideshow freak shit. And that's fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there was like a TV show that was on years ago that was called Freak Show.
Yeah.
And they would show people, there was like a bearded lady and, you know, what would be considered freaks during that time. But like modern day, they would just go around and they had their own little Venice freak show, quote unquote, where people would come in and they would pay money to see them like swallow swords and all that kind of cool stuff. So I watched that show a little bit and learned a little bit more about, you know, some of the people who actually, you know, were in like the Ringling Brothers Circus, and they have like their ancestor or their direct descendants were actually still born with some of these deformities and, you know, were able to like enjoy it and embrace it. So it's kind of cool to see like the progression for these people today and how, you know, they've embraced some of what could be considered a deformity.
Yeah.
What I thought about when I was thinking about this was that movie mom got us randomly from a fucking grocery store one day.
Yeah.
It was, what was it called? Even Little People Started Out Small or something like that.
Or Even Giants Started Out Small or something like that.
Yeah, it was just.
Or Even Little People Can Be Giants, something along those lines.
Yeah, it was just like, there was no context to it. It was like these little people and they were in this town by themselves and they were just like riding around motorcycles and watching porn.
What?
It was fucking wild. But like.
It was German.
It was.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, that's probably what, that didn't help the cause. Cause I mean, the people that live in these houses were just normal ass people. And they're, you know, they're probably like thinking that they're doing all this fucking wild shit out there and they just wanted to live. But here that's comes crazy. Old giant Jerry peeking through your fucking windows. Like a cocksucker.
So I'm going to cover spook rabbits. So these are supposedly bloodthirsty bunnies that dwell along a hill in Harmony Township, New Jersey, that attack hunting dogs. So even if someone tries to shoot them, they're not able to get them. So the presence of the spook rabbits was first documented in 1891 when the local Elmer Fudd Lodge went rabbit hunting and they found themselves outmatched by a bunch of bunnies. So they have their dogs out. They send their dogs out to go hunt for rabbits, obviously, but the dogs are coming back and they are like cut and yelping and obviously not doing very well. So the owners go out into the woods and they try to figure out what is out there. And they see these cute little bunnies and they say, oh, I'm going to try to shoot them. And they try to shoot the bunnies. And what happens is these bunnies don't end up getting shot. They miss and dodge the bullets. And it said that one of these bunnies made a comment and said,
Wait, the bunny made a comment?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Foolish mortal, did you think mere bullets made of lead could harm us? We served our dark master long before humans arrived in these lands.
Holy shit.
Yep. So, Elmer Fudd Lodge, after he tried to shoot the bunnies and heard this bunny telling him this grim tale, he lost his home and his magazine publishing house had burned down within the week, and he was committed to the hospital never to leave.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it said that there are bunnies out there in Harmony Township that will kill you.
So fuck your shit up.
Fuck you up. Yeah. You know what this story reminded me of, Chris? Sorry, go ahead.
Sharp Crystal. Fangs.
This is probably not like a core memory. We have a buddy. I don't want to say his name on the podcast. He was scared of a certain book about bunnies. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was called Bunnycula, like Bunny Dracula. But I remember specifically, it was either him or us. He used to call it Bunny Shaquilla.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he was fucking terrified, dude. I'd be like, Bunny Shaquilla's coming to get you. And he was like, stop it, guys. Fucking knock it off, guys. Fucking hilarious. I just looked the books up. $683 on Amazon. Might send it to him, you know.
Who is this person?
Starts with a B.
Oh.
All right, I got to go pee.
I'm going to talk a little bit about Flanders Hotel.
Flanders.
Not like The Simpsons. Flanders Hotel is in Ocean City, New Jersey. It was built in 1923, and it is said to be haunted by a spirit named Emily.
Oh.
Now, Emily appears as your classic lady in white. She's in her 20s with long brown hair, and she wanders the halls barefoot.
Shit.
But she's said to be a rather cheerful ghost. There are reports of her walking through the walls, swinging doors open, unscrewing light bulbs, and singing in the hallways.
What is she singing?
I'm not sure what she's singing, but yeah, they said a lot of times they hear her singing and laughing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What a jolly old ghost.
Yeah, it said that she was the girlfriend of a World War I soldier who didn't make it back home. And there's actually a framed portrait of Emily on display at the hotel. It was created by a painter who got the descriptions of what a whole bunch of different people had saw when they had seen Emily.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to create the painting that way.
Oh, that's so sweet. So do you think, like, she's happy with the painting?
She must be, like...
I would say so. If she's out there, like, singing and laughing in the hallways, I think she's good with it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
My next one is the Devil's Tower. There's so many devils.
I know.
The Devil's Tower was originally named Rio Vista and was built by millionaire sugar importer Manuel Rionda.
I thought you were going to... When you said sugar, I thought you were going to talk about some, like, rapper or something.
Nope.
Sugar bones.
It's said that he dedicated the tower to his wife, Harriet, so that she could see the skyline of New York City.
Cute.
According to the legend, Harriet was at the top of the tower when she spotted her husband with another woman.
Damn. Oof.
So, in her distress, she threw herself from the tower.
Shit.
People have reported feelings of being pushed by unforeseen forces when visiting the top of the tower, as well as hearing strange noises and a phantom scent of perfume.
Damn.
Some say that if you walk backwards around the base of the tower 6 times, either the devil or Harriet will appear before you.
Oh, shit. That's a gamble right there.
What? Mm-hmm. 6 times?
6 times.
Was it because he was banging the woman 6 times?
I don't know why 6. I think it's because of the devil.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But why? It's either 6 or 3. Everything's in 3s.
Mm.
The next one's going to be 9.
No. Well, I mean, I guess the next one, the guy only has 3 limbs, so.
Holy shit.
The Hooker Man, which I think is hilarious.
I almost took this one, too, because I was like, Midgetville, Hooker Man, these are my stories, but.
In Morris County, it's said that a ghostly light can be seen traveling down the railroad tracks. The legend goes that a railway worker suffered an accident and fell unconscious on the tracks.
Shit.
When he awoke, he saw that his arm had been severed at the elbow by a train. While he did recover, he had put a hook there as a prosthetic and hung a lantern from it.
Nice.
He said that, you know, every day after that, he would walk up and down the railroad tracks searching for his lost limb so that way he could get back his wedding ring.
Aww.
And it's believed that he never found it in life and he continues to search for it in death.
Damn.
Now, these are the kind of urban legends I like. spooky ghost ones with pies. Yeah. These are just like, this is like comfort food.
So you can just see him?
You see the light.
Damn. That's creepy.
I got another train one.
Yeah.
The ghost train.
Ghost train.
Legend says that at midnight on the 10th of every day, or the 10th at midnight on the 10th day of every month during the 1870s, a ghost train would pull into the station. Witnesses, nearly 600 on one occasion, reported hearing the engine's whistle and the screech of the wheels on the track, but could see no train. It's said that people sometimes still experience this phenomenon. There's actually a man in 2001 was going to check it out and experienced it then.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode where there's like a phantom train like that.
Yeah.
Must have been from Jersey.
See, I think those kinds of things are scary because trains are really loud, and I could not imagine like hearing that but not seeing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, like I've noticed a pattern, even though we've only been two states deep with this. Trains pop up a lot, and, you know, you could kind of take it one way and say, oh, well, you know, bullshit stuff. But, like, there's been a lot of deaths that have happened on train tracks.
Yes.
I mean, even in our small town, there's been multiple accidents. And it's just one of those things, you know. It's like, it's a more likely than not, it's a sudden death, and that's where you're going to leave your imprint, you know. So expect more trains, baby.
Trains are just really dangerous and they're very scary.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's also like a cost-effective way to...
It is. Like, the evolution, it's like, if it's in the water, it's eventually going to evolve into a crab. If it's on the land, it's eventually going to evolve into a beetle. If it's a machine, it's eventually going to become a train.
Yeah.
Just because they're the most efficient.
Exactly.
And somebody's going to tag it and they're going to become a better artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to cover the gates of hell.
Mm.
Like the gates of hell?
The gates of hell in Clifton, New Jersey.
I gotta go piss again. I'll be back.
So it's said to have seven layers of hell, and it takes those that are possessed to remove the axes that weigh several tons to get inside. There are animal bones and satanic sacrificial remains, and even some clans' ritual remains have been left behind. Is this because of the red-eyed man who is seen there protecting the place? Or is it if you're lucky enough that you can get inside the protected room? If you get inside of this protected room, it's said that there is to be a glowing human skull, and that is the last thing you see before you meet the devil himself.
Now, you said clans left some stuff behind. Was that like the KKK?
Yeah, the clan.
So was it like pictures of them kissing their cousins? Mm-hmm. So, okay, just want to make sure.
This is an intricate drain system, which is supposedly the gates of hell. But people have been known to drown in the drain system. And then there is said to be red-eyed Mike. If you knock on the railroad ties in groups of three, you will hear the horn and see rocks pushing themselves out of the way to open a tunnel that isn't always visible. And inside of that, you will see the glowing human skull, and then you will see the devil himself.
Cool.
Yeah. People, it's like really crazy and is really dingy and dirty down here, but I'll show you a picture.
Whoa, that's crazy looking.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's so funny because New Jersey's so small, but like they have all this fucking like mega big shit going on, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's old.
It's super, super old. Yeah. Anyway, so there's that.
The last one I have is the Blue Hole of Winslow. So deep in the Pine Barrens of Winslow, there is a small body of water. It's allegedly bottomless. And a frequent stop for the Jersey Devil.
Damn.
Locals are warned against swimming in its waters for fear of unexplained whirlpools and clutching hands that will pull swimmers down to their doom.
Shit.
Apparently you shouldn't swim in any of these little ponds up there. I guess there's like people that drown like every year, not in this one specifically, but in a lot of those ponds in the Pine Barrens.
Really?
Yeah. Locals report seeing the Jersey Devil bathing there and even finding hoof prints in the mud near its banks.
Maybe my theory about him coming from the water is true. Maybe he's from like the middle of the fucking earth, and that's a fucking little tunnel down there.
Could be.
Shit.
What if he is the devil? Like, what if he is connected to the devil?
I mean, maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's just like a weird horse head dude.
50% Jersey, 50% devil. Remember the shirts? It's like 99% devil, 1% angel or whatever they were. Remember?
Oh, my
God. Those shirts were fucking cool, dude. Yeah. We should bring those back. That should be the new podcast shirt.
50% devil or... Wait, what?
I don't even remember what it was. I don't remember the joke. It was like a joke. It's like, this is funny. I'm bad. Whoa. I'm wearing mud jeans. I'm bad.
50% angel, 50% devil, 50% American.
It's a Trump t-shirt. 100%
American.
100% American.
Hey,
that's 200%, fella. You can't do that. Holy shit. I love these. I love urban legends. A lot of these, because the website you're on right now, Crystal, is that called Weird New Jersey?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that the whole weird thing, I think they do a whole series on all the states, which...
Yeah. Well, I know Weird New Jersey is like a magazine thing they have there in New Jersey that just covers paranormal stuff.
Because I was looking just for like, I was like, man, I want to write a book about urban legends. And I was like, everybody's already done that. So I was like, never mind. But there was like, it was called like Weird Indiana, and they had like Weird Ohio, and I don't know if it's the same deal. And they just like published a book about it. I kind of want to get those books. That sounds fucking
badass. You should write a book of fake urban legends,
dude. Yeah, you could,
and just call it fake urban legends.
Nobody would know the difference. Somebody just had to make up. They're like, this little area is kind of creepy. Let's write about a guy who got his arm cut off. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our urban legends.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, I love urban legends. I think a lot of the listeners also enjoy urban legends.
I think the Jersey Devil is real. The bunnies, 50-50. I just can't imagine little cuddle bunnies being little vicious monsters.
Yeah.
Just can't imagine that.
What if they're skinwalkers?
Everything's a skinwalker.
They could be. They absolutely could be. Are skinwalkers just associated with what tribe was it?
Not specifically one. Lots of different tribes had stories of skinwalkers.
And then the Lenape, they were native to that area. So I wonder if they have.
I don't know.
A little skinwalker story. Maybe it's the little bunny skinwalkers.
Could be.
Who fucking knows,
that
dog?
That sounds crazy. All right, cool.
All right, folks. So, you know, look for us on Instagram at Monster Mashers Pod. If you want to email us, that's at monstermashersrule@gmail.com. And, you know, give us those reviews and those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah, that shit helps a lot. I don't know what they put. It's something with the algorithm. I don't know. It helps more people find us, but... Yeah, hit us up on that. And also, too, like I said in the beginning of the episode, if you, like, I don't know how frequent we're going to do these, probably, like, once a month, maybe twice a month sometimes, who knows, just depends on how much you guys like them. But, you know, let us know, like, send us a message or whatever on preferably Instagram, and let us know, like, which state you want us to go to next, or if you know specific stories from specific states that you would like us to cover, that would also be awesome, because there's a lot. I don't know if we have any plans to do it now, but we could even go back a second round with some of these if we want, because there's a fucking astronomical amount of urban legends.
Yeah.
So
there's tons. All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode. We'll catch you guys next week.
What the hell? What was that? We had a little short there. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. Peace.